Well, obviously, Rick said all the things on the record. But, no, I'm extremely grateful to the Wilfs and to Rick. You know, they kind of came to us and wanted to get it done. They really didn't have to. There was nothing that was pushing this deal. And so, I feel very, very fortunate to be the coach of the Vikings. It's a great organization, a lot of great people. You know, there's no way that we could have the success that we've had to this point without the help with the people in the front office and people in the business and all those things. So it's good to get done now and to get a chance to move forward. You know, it's been kind of like these last 4 days, opening the stadium and having the gala the other night and the Egan deal. I'm just trying to get out of that suit and get ready to go to work. So, but our team is excited to get here and start to work on some of the goals that we need to get done to get accomplished. It's going to be, I think this camp, especially starting out early, we're going to work extremely hard on fundamentals and techniques, trying to get back into doing things the proper way and hopefully learn how to be a team again and play together. So, questions?
While to become a head coach, now they don't want to get rid of you. I mean, it's got to be a nice feeling, you know, that you went from, you know, coming in second, third, and all of a sudden now you're long term.
Well, they don't want to get rid of me today, but, you know, things change fast. But, you know, you just work as hard as you can and surround yourself with good people and good players and you know, you do your best and hope for the best.
Rick said that you two guys are really on the same page. Can you maybe go into some detail about what makes you guys mesh so well together in your philosophies?
Kind of like the Odd Couple. He's messy and I'm the clean one. You know, Rick's a football guy and, you know, we're able to talk about football, a lot of things. We're able to discuss things openly. We're able to sit down and honestly, we haven't had hardly any differences where we've had disagreements. You know, we both are kind of pointed in the way that we tease people and things like that. And so, you know, it's been a real good relationship, and I'm looking forward to more.
Mike, you've been around a lot of teams at various stages of the development. Do you feel the momentum building with this one, and do you harness that in good ways?
Yeah, Brian, it's. You know, I think when you have a lot of good people, guys that work hard, you know, all the things I've been saying about this team, I think it's easy. Obviously the expectation level is much higher. I get that. The expectation isn't any higher for me than when it was the first year, the second year, or as it is this year. So I think this team understands hard work. I think they understand the things we have to do to get there. And you know, there's so many good teams in this league. You know, people are saying we're not even in the top half of the NFC. So, you know, we just need to go out and play and perform well on Sundays and work together and play as a team. You know, the one thing about football, when you've got 22 guys on the field, there's a lot of mistakes being made. And the team that usually makes the least mistakes usually wins. So that's really what we want to try to accomplish.
Already found people coming out?
Oh, yeah, lots. I have.
Mike,
and I'll mention it tonight in the meeting.
For over the first couple of years, you've joked a few times about see if they keep me around. I mean, was there ever a point where you started to feel a little bit more comfortable or confident in what you're doing here and that they want you around for the long term?
Not really. You know, I'm kind of a that's what pushes me is that, you know, someone else can come and take my job, or we don't play as good as we can play, or you know, proving people wrong. That's, you know, that's just my mentality. And so, the more that I can continue to do that, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day and, you know, they're talking about the new stadium and, they were asking me if I had input in some of the things in the new stadium. And I said, not really. They came in and asked me about the, the color of the wood in the locker room one day my first year, and I said, heck, I don't know if I'm going to be here for the new stadium. So, you know, it's all process. You know, right now we're just trying to figure out how I can get this team better.
Mike, but for you, knowing that you've done this your way, you know, you said you came in, you wanted to change the culture, and this is the kind of person you are. As an assistant, you've seen other coaches not last long, but to know that you've done it the way you want to and then you've been rewarded for it for now, that's got to, you know, for a guy that I think might coach for free at some point and has in his life, it's nice.
I'll tell
to
Rick that. it's good. And I honestly can't say I've done it. I mean, it's been my way, but I have so much help. I sit and I watch all the things that Rick does. There's no way I could be a general manager and head coach. It's just not me. I just want to coach football, and Rick does so many other things, and all the other people in the organization, the scouts, and you know, George Payton, the assistant GM, Bob Hagan, he's in my office every day. You know, there's Sugarman, the trainer, he's in there several times a day. But there's no way that I don't want to say the word success because we haven't had success yet, but there's no way that I could do the job that I'm doing without the help from all the other people there to help me. I just couldn't do it.
When did the Vikings first bring up to you an extension for this
offseason? Maybe a month ago or something, 4 weeks, I don't know, something like that.
Did somebody who came to you initially, how did it kind of...
Well, Rick talked to me.
Okay. Were you surprised?
Well, they didn't have to do it, you know.
Coach, how does this training camp compare to the ones your first couple of years, now that you kind of had a little bit of a target on your back after winning the division?
Yeah, well, I hope that we're putting our some targets on some other people, too. So, you know, we what this training camp is for me, regardless of expectations or targets or anything like that, is how can we get better every day? How can we perform the best? You know, we've got a game in 15 days from today. So, you know, it's going to come up fast and furious, and we got to get going, get to work, and get into playbooks, and you know, we've still got some more new wrinkles we need to look at, and a lot of players to evaluate. So this is an important time for us.
Mike, to go from all those interviews you had and not knowing if you're going to get a chance to get an opportunity to be a head coach to this now, I mean, do you ever stop and think about how much things have changed and how much things have turned around for you in the last couple of years that way?
I really haven't thought about those things. I just, you know, every job I've ever had, I've just tried to do the very best I could in it and see where it goes, but try and get the players to play better. And, you know, I don't know that reflecting back on what didn't happen or could have happened is all I know is that this is the right organization for me. The people here are the right people. I believe this team is the right team for me, just our mentality and those things. And so, you know, that's kind of where I go, and I still hope to prove a lot of other people wrong. You know, I think I feel pretty good about it. I think we'll have some good competition. You know, there's always areas where always, you know, Rick always does a great job of checking the waiver wire every single day and trying to continue to create more depth. And, you know, just because we have 90 players on this team right now, it doesn't necessarily mean that those players here will be the 53 we end up going to camp, to the season with. So we're going to continue to evaluate, keep trying to get better. I like the depth and I like the team, but we're always looking to try and improve.
Mike, over the past 2 years, you talked about paying attention more to the offensive side of the football once the defense kind of gets set up. Is that still progressing that way?
Yeah, it is. You know, like I've said before, I'm never going to get too far away from the defense. But you know, I did spend a fair amount of time this off season, this summer, looking at a lot of the offensive cutups and some of the things that I see, and you know, just a different set of eyes and talking to the coaches about these things.
How do you feel the coaching staffs come together with the new
coaches? Good. I think they get along really good. You know, I'm blessed to have some really quality coaches. I think I think the mentality that we're trying to bring here on both sides of the ball is showing up, and you know, we just keep going. But I really like the coaches, and you know, we got a lot of good ones.
Is it easier for you to think about the offensive side of the ball now that you've done so well this last season and you kind of know where your defense will be at? Or is that?
Well, I don't know where they're going to be at this year yet. You know, there's still so many things we have to get better at, and I'm going to talk to the team tonight about, you know, defensively, we got to get better playing the run. We've got to create more turnovers. The quarterback rating against this has been too high, so we've got to do a better job in contesting balls and ball disruption offensively. You know, there's a number of areas we got to get better at. So, I'm coming in here to camp not looking about what we've done, what we have to do now, and how can we improve? Because if we stay the same, if we stay the same, we won't be 11-5, and we won't be contenders or anything else.
Mike, are you satisfied with your quarterback group, or is that an area that you might want to tweak going forward?
Well, I think at this particular point, I think we're satisfied. You know, we'll see how it goes in camp and see how guys are progressing. And you know, like I said before, we're always looking. So it doesn't matter what position, we're always looking.
You evaluate the players in the off season. Do you evaluate your performance and coaching staff too? What you guys need to improve on?
Yeah, I usually do that right after the game most of the time. But yeah, we sit down as a staff and we Rick's actually heard me evaluate myself a couple times in the locker room after the game. we sit down and we talk about all the different things. We try to go in and we try not to do it with the emotion involved. We sit down and we watch all the particular plays and what's been good. I actually, you know, one of the tapes I was watching this year was every one of Adrian's runs from different personnel groups and success and not success, you know, full runs and how we can try and improve those. And so, you know, things like that. It's Yeah, well, you know, I didn't know Kevin. I mean, I knew him, but I'd never coached him. I was telling somebody I sure wish I would have had him when he was a young guy, you know, because I know he's a tremendous player, and you know, that defensive front that they had when they were really rolling was awfully good. Big, strong, fast athletes. I always like. And then with Phil, you know, Phil's such a tremendous person. He worked extremely hard. You know, he came in my office the other day, and when he was getting ready to announce his retirement, and, you know, I thanked him for everything that he's done for me while I've been here, and you know, told him he's a Viking for life. He's welcome anytime, as is Kevin. You know, anytime those guys, you know, I relish those former Vikings coming here and coming to practice and being part of the organization, being part of getting to know our players, and our players, more importantly, getting to know them and what they've meant to the Vikings.
Looks like Taylor Heinicke had a cast on his leg. You expect him to?
I heard he did. I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him. Somebody told me he had one. Yeah.
Who might not be available tomorrow? Or
I don't know. We'll let you know tonight after we do this conditioning run. Tomorrow. I'll let you know tomorrow. After we do the conditioning run. Some guys may not pass the test, and they may not be ready. So we'll just see how it goes. Good? All right. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.